Okay, here we go. Our favorite day of the week.
By far.
We call it off the rails Friday. Is it our favorite day of the week?
Yeah. Well, Leafs lines really elevated it, I'll be honest.
And it has nothing to do with Doug McLean either at the top of the hour.
Ah, something.
It's that we get 2 days off.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
You're burying the lead here, bud. Wow.
Whole bunch of people familiar with the concept of Fridays out there.
It is Off the Rails Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Which means we're glad you're joining us wherever you're watching and listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet 360, Sportsnet Plus, Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, Derek Brandeo, and Jake Schultz with you for the next 2 hours. And yes, we'll help tee up the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Ottawa Senators, but in about 35 minutes, we'll welcome in another edition of Leafs Line, where you get to call us in, leave a message, and we play it. Now, if you called now, I don't know if you're going to get in. You probably want to start. Maybe,
it has to be really good.
Like next week, maybe start on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. The lineup's getting long to get in. It's great.
I can't.
How are the calls this week?
I cannot tell you, boys, how much this has enriched my life. I did a morning show hit this morning with Gunner and Disco Dan. I went up, made a coffee, and I sat on the couch for an hour with a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Just listening to my Leaf fan brothers and sisters just giving me their hottest takes. A lot of Morgan Riley talk again.
Yeah.
Lightning rod at the moment. But anyways, we're good.
I'm excited. Looking forward to it. That's a real highlight for me.
All right. And I see our good buddy Doug McLean is doing some prep work. He says he's doing his homework. He sent a tweet about 10 minutes ago, and he's just rubbing it in our faces that he's in a pool.
It's very Doug McLean to tweet, doing my homework for real Kipper, and then he can't take the time to look up my Twitter handle. So it's just Bourne.
Jason or Justin, whatever.
The homework is not that hard.
Did he spell it B-O-R-N?
Yeah. No, he got the spelling right.
I will say that picture doesn't look that nice there. A little overcast.
Yeah, but he's in a hot tub.
At the top of Florida, there's like a snowstorm.
I know.
The Gulf of America is really doing damage down there.
I've seen some great stuff. I've seen some great stuff like, hey, you want Canada? Here you go. Here you go, Florida. Enjoy that.
Have fun.
Have that.
All right, the Toronto Maple Leafs prepping for a game of significance, more so probably to the Ottawa Senators, who find themselves in a playoff race, but then find themselves out of a playoff spot, in a playoff spot, out of a playoff spot. But that, I think, is the tone set for the next 30-plus games for a lot of teams in the East.
Yeah, the Ottawa Senators had two sort of plans going into the season. One was to play games that mattered, right? That's supposed to be, so you're there. Congratulations, you're in the playoff hunt. Your fans are still invested, and it's late January. It's going to matter at the trade deadline. Two thumbs up. The next thing is they had plans to sometimes score, and they don't. They've stopped doing that. Two straight games, they've been shut out, and the offense, I don't know where it's supposed to come from, but it's been dry. So they got some work to do on the offense.
Oh, their captain not shooting into the net's hurting them.
I have 9 games without a point now or something
like that. Yeah, I have their program way more advanced than just playing meaningful games.
Expectations?
No. Out of the Montreal Canadiens, the Buffalo Sabres, the Detroit Red Wings, I think the majority of us would have said if one of those four teams was going to step up this year and make the playoffs, it would have been either maybe Detroit or Ottawa. But maybe Ottawa, because they went out and they got an $8 million goalie. That to me set them apart from the other clubs.
Yeah, you know, I wrote an article, which I don't think is live yet on Sportsnet, but I ranked potential first-round opponents for the Leafs. There is 11 of them that could still conceivably draw the Leafs, which is crazy to say. So the team they would least like to play was the Florida Panthers, right? That's 11th spot, all the way down to the team they would most like to play. I had the Philadelphia Flyers as the best possible matchup for them. Their goaltending is the worst in the NHL. Ottawa, I was surprised how far down how much I want the Leafs to draw them in playoffs in terms of the least likelihood of winning a series. This Ottawa team, Kip, I'm a little concerned. Like, Ullmark hasn't been able to stay in the net. The offense isn't quite coming at the rate you thought it would. I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of Ottawa at this point of the season. I thought they were going to be a step above this pack they find themselves in.
It's a big loss for them, to the Bruins, too. A team that they're fighting tooth and nail with.
Yep.
Lose to them. And, yeah, like you look at the Bruins, they're back up into that third spot in the wild card by points percentage. And then you look at the two wild card teams, and it's the Rangers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. You're like, well, are they better than those two? Like, are they going to hop those two? Right. Like, it's just, it really, all of a sudden, it's a dogfight.
It's a dogfight, and they're good teams, and, you know, they're going to add. You know, the Rangers are going to add, you would think, and Ottawa needs to make a trade, I feel like.
Quickly, before we move on from your article, I know it's not coming out yet, maybe, but it's really going to suck if the Leafs get the red-hot New York Rangers as a 1-8 matchup.
We just added JT Miller.
And Igor Shesterkin.
Seven playoff rounds in the last three years.
I'm going to tell you, that's not the dream first round but match.
Very possible.
Right. Anyways.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I'm just talking.
All right. Shut out twice now, Rangers and Boston for Ottawa. Is this a good time for the Leafs to play Ottawa? Or the opposite? Or is it just you got a wounded animal there waiting for you in Ottawa?
Well, they're down Josh Norris. Norris is hurt. Not sure when he's going to be back. But, yeah, you do have a bit of a wounded animal. You expect them to come out and give you their best game. Like, they've got some, you know, Perron is back. He's got some spunk to him. Brady Tkachuk is a little bit nasty. So
they always play the Leafs tough.
Ridley,
eh,
Gregg, Cousins.
Yeah, they got some guys. Yeah. Right? Brad Marchand choked Cousins last game.
Yeah,
literally glove off, put his hand around his neck.
I've seen that one before.
I've never seen that.
No force to it.
How about like the reaction of Cousins? I'm sorry, but if anyone is grabbing me by the throat, I'm going squirrely on him.
Is that the thing I need to do to really push you over the edge?
That is permission to take my stick and knock your teeth out. That is full credit card, Connor McDavid.
You could do it,
Myers. No, am I wrong?
Totally agree.
Where are your eyes, Cousins? Where are your eyes? You're looking, a guy's got you by the throat.
Going, hey, referee,
with a
he shouldn't do
bare
that.
Bare hands, and you can't.
Oh, here we go. Oh my God.
You can't look him in the eye.
Yeah.
And you're looking for the official, go, wait, what's that? What is that?
Yeah, that is embarrassing, actually.
Principal.
Can you show it again? Can we show it again?
What he did to me at the sandbox?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the principal's office.
He takes his glove off to do it. Like.
But that's a full left hook right there.
That's wild.
Can I ask?
Come on. It's
not
a freebie.
A fine?
It is a freebie for you to punch him in the head or stick him.
This drives home what Cousins is. Cousins is not the guy who's going to stand in there and intimidate your team and fight. You know, remember like Luke Shen looking at Pat Maroon in the playoffs and was just like, try us.
Yeah.
Buddy, that's,
this is something different.
That's a bluffer, like exposed beyond belief. That's what that was.
That's a couple bluffers right there.
Well,
no,
Marchand is an antagonist.
Listen. Marchand is not that. He's not that.
Yeah.
He had a fight, punch him, like, you know, I didn't give you permission to grab me by the throat with your bare hands, and you didn't give me permission to take my stick and knock your teeth out. So we're even.
We're going to talk about Corey Perry in the next hour, too.
We are. But anyways,
that would piss you off.
That one pissed me off.
That's not a fine.
There's no force to it. It's like.
So I can go out there, if I'm an NHL player, anytime I'm pissed off at somebody, I can take my glove off and give them the choke slam.
If you're
and it's
just
no
caressing
fine?
Him.
It's no fine?
Apparently, yes.
That's insane.
I can 5K. Put my hand on your face, but I can't slap your face. Force matters.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Leafs hour.
Really, really
we're
strange.
We're upset about that.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you guys want to start?
McMahon, first line.
Okay. Let's try it.
Would you like to hear the coach talk about it?
Always.
Berube, clip one on McMahon.
I do. It's a similar player, right? They are different in ways, but he's got great speed, and you know he's going to do this. He should be doing the same thing tonight as he did. Get in there in a forecheck, create loose pucks, go to the net. All the work there, and he's done that throughout the season, and so it could be a good fit.
I think he could be a good fit too.
There's no other options.
Wrote Zach Hyman. Watched him last night and thought he'd be nice there.
Buddy, this is Leafs hour, man. Don't kill us.
5.5 for that. Woo.
That goal he scored off the backhand sauce cross ice from Drysdale cuts the net five hole.
Just drops a shoulder.
It was really it was really set up this way right from the very beginning that you're going to try to compete for the Stanley Cup. And I don't want to bring up the whole left wing thing again, but like you really were at the mercy of Knies and McMahon to have really good years to carry that left side.
Mercifully, they have. We'll see if they're healthy and available when it comes down to it. But yeah, I like McMahon there for all the reasons you guys know. I don't even just need to say it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, both of you. There's putting guys up there on merit and on play, and there's putting guys in situations to try to kickstart them.
Domi.
To me, this is an obvious opportunity for the coach to get a guy going that's struggling, and they need him to be not struggling. Like, I don't know, like, McMahon, Holmberg, and Nylander has looked good, and they've had their moments where, you know, they're good offensively, they can play together, you know that works. I just thought, I understand giving a guy an opportunity, he's been playing well, McMahon's been really good recently, but Domi desperately needs that. He needs it. And you got to find that.
And there
you
was,
know what? I think you're making a great point.
There were windows last year where we saw Matthews and Domi hit it.
They were so good. They started playoffs together. You know, they wanted that to maintain, to be a thing. You know what, Sam? It's a good point. That would be a good opportunity. Like, Domi is getting an opportunity. Gets to play with Nylander, Holmberg at center. But it's not the same as Matthews Marner.
No.
Obviously. So, yeah,
The only thing I will say to that is, Sammy, I do believe that they would have or at least thought of it and contemplated it. But if you move Domi out and you bring McMahon back down, you are left with McMahon, Holmberg, and between them, who is going to be somewhat of a playmaker with Nylander? Right,
you're saying, McMahon, Holmberg, Nylander, they've been playing together.
They've been playing
together,
a
few games here, and it's been all right.
But at least Domi is somewhat of a passer, right?
Yeah.
At times, it's not to the right guy, and there might be a turnover, and that's just a risk-reward kind of thing that he's got to temper down. But he is a disher, and that's what you need. Nylander needs somebody still to get him the puck while he's trying to figure out how to get his next breakaway.
He's been playing with McMahon and getting breakaways. Yeah. This guy's something special. But
it's just, you know, we talk about how Wednesday it's a game against Columbus. It's a midweek game. And, you know, all these games, it's such a slog. To me, Domi is one of the concerning spots on this roster in terms of his role and what he does and what he makes
salary,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like the guy. I love what he represents. But he's been struggling this year. And he's proven, to me at least, and I think to you guys, that when you put him with good players, he's at his best. And when your top-line left winger goes down, I'm just surprised they're not doing it. I'm just really surprised that they're going to McMahon.
What's hard is just that everyone's at their best with good players.
For sure.
You know, it's
But, like, he's a different animal.
I agree with that.
Anyways.
Domi should be happy with
shifts.
Nylander.
Sure.
And I think if you're Nylander, you'd want Domi more than McMahon right now, just to make sure that you got somebody that's looking for you.
That Domi does. He does that well. Definitely a strength.
All right. You want to touch on Berube with the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night? Or?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great clip, actually. So play it. Three.
I think going into this game, we've got to be emotionally invested in the game. That's the biggest thing for me. They're going to be emotionally invested for sure. And, you know, they're a good team. They come hard, and they got good young players. It's going to be a hard game. So we're going to have to work and check and do our job. Last time they were in this building, they took advantage of us. So, you know, we got to be emotionally invested in the game and get to our game as quickly as possible in that building.
Like all that, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. If it's to the point where he's saying this publicly, what is he saying behind this in the dressing room? Like, we're not into it. We don't get more emotionally attached. Like to me, it's a big statement here. We're playing a team like the Ottawa Senators, a division rival, Battle of Ontario, a team that's really come on. And He's worried that there won't be emotionally
he should be
checked in.
He should be worried. It is going to be game 50. It's that time of year. You see the Canucks last night? Not that the Canucks are a great example of anything, but like,
yeah,
it's just that time of year where it is, you got to give the guys a little cattle prod, a little taser, you know, get a little something out of them. It's the start of the year. You're fighting for ice time and everything is, you know, special teams, whatever. I don't want to go through the whole season, but there's all these like things you're playing for. There's this chunk where it's just like, all right. And it feels like the Leafs are a big,
you think they're,
all right
you think
team.
They've been there for 2 weeks now that there's like lulls in the game where they're just not emotionally in?
I think so, right? They've lost, they lost three in a row and then they won a few in a row too. But there's been a few nights, that Columbus game, they were fine. But yeah, I don't think emotionally invested.
I think he's guarding against the first period of Montreal a week ago.
Yeah.
Which is a very similar situation where you're going in there, team, younger team, fighting for their lives in the playoff picture, and you get jumped on early in an opposing building. I think he saw the script last week, and he's trying to guard against that. We need to be emotionally involved. I don't think they were very emotional against the Blue Jackets. I kind of get what he's saying.
Yeah.
I do. And I don't think it's an alarm bell.
And if you've watched the Leafs for a long time, it's smart to protect against.
So who, if we're talking about maybe some individuals, who's he kind of talking to the most there? Like, who's he need more emotion out of?
That's a good question.
Who you got?
Matthews.
Matthews is Matthews. Okay? You're not drawing much emotion out of him. He's a highly skilled guy. He's going to go shoot it in the net.
Who is it for you?
44?
Yeah.
Morgan?
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk Morgan today.
Oh, we are.
Okay.
The people are.
I do think that this is a relevant thing for Morgan is the emotional engagement and like, you know, he's played a lot of hockey. He's in the middle of his career. It just feels like he's kind of getting through the games a little bit right now. Maybe he needs to cross-check Ridley Gregg in the face again or something. Maybe Ottawa will bring it out of him, forcing some emotion out of him because there's some dislike there.
He's just been very casual for me for a long time now.
Yeah.
And I don't see that extra step or that extra jump out of him. And I don't know what it is.
I would love to know, to be in the coach's office the last few days. And I imagine they've had sit-downs and looked at video and just where are we at here? It's not going well enough. That happens, right? I would have to think he's had some one-on-ones recently.
Yeah, no question.
Not been good enough.
Stolarz?
Update on Anthony Stolarz.
You know, we're going to have to see him more and, like, get him in full practices. But, again, he's doing well, and he's in a good spot right now. Probably, you know, maybe a little ahead of schedule. I'm not sure exactly on that, but I don't think it's going to be a whole lot longer.
Stoli the goalie.
So you said that yesterday?
Yeah.
That Western road trip this. Potentially return?
I think next Wednesday, I guess, after tomorrow night?
Yeah. They play the Wild on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that'd be a stretch to get him in.
And also, then you get Saturday, Joel not playing for a whole week, basically.
Saturday in Edmonton is his first game back?
No. I'd probably... Does it go Edmonton, Calgary?
Yes. Calgary's a Tuesday, I think.
I'd go Vancouver or Seattle.
Oh, you wouldn't do Calgary even?
I don't know. They're good. They're like,
I'm not worried about the
maybe
Flames.
Calgary.
Offense.
Maybe Calgary. Yeah, maybe Calgary.
Yeah, play the Flames.
It's not back to back, is it? Belt. Is it back to back?
No.
That I don't know.
It's not.
So around there.
Calgary.
Okay.
One of Calgary, Vancouver, or Seattle.
Would love to see him get in, stop some pucks, and then get the 2 weeks off.
Do you think it's important that he gets one game in before the break?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Think it's very important. I think it just like establishes the feel and mentally back. I'm a part of it again.
See, I'm opposite that.
You'd rather just give him the 2 weeks?
I'm just like,
let Matt Murray eat a couple.
It's another two full weeks with a significant knee surgery.
But to me, even if it, like, if you're not going to make it worse because they've removed the body from the body.
The pebble.
So
what happens if you
create a new one? Is that what you're going to say?
Immaculate kneeception.
A new pebble.
I think then even if something gets inflamed, you have a couple weeks to let it settle. You've kind of got back in, saw how it would
all
feel.
Right, I can be talked into that.
Yeah, you could talk me into your thing too. So
They play the Wild on Wednesday at home, and then they start Saturday against the Oilers, Tuesday against the Flames, Thursday against the Squids, and then Saturday against the Canucks.
And then 2 weeks off? And
then 2 weeks fully off.
Not for us, though.
No. Would be nice.
We'll be around.
Off topic, Toronto-Edmonton Saturday night. Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to that one.
There's been
Saturday.
Some good Saturday nights. We had the Bruins, the Canadians, so, the Oil.
Little tense situation here, but my good friend and former Fan 590 employee, Vic and Palladian's wedding's that night. So me and Bunk both in attendance, no Leafs talk, not watching the game live, biggest game of the year. Yeah, it's a tough one by Vic.
You're telling me you're not pulling out your Sportsnet Plus app and watching the game?
There's a good chance when I'm sitting at the table, I'm going to be streaming it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be doing a show after or whatever. I'll have my eye on it. Shout out to Vic, by the way.
Congratulations to him. What a guy. And
but he picked
awesome.
A bad night. We got to look at the Leafs schedule, brother. Come on. Oilers, Leafs, look at the
Sunday
schedule.
To avoid the Leafs.
And I'm calling right now. Right now.
Fireworks? Fight?
Reeves
check.
Nurse.
Reeves Nurse. Oh, my God.
I'm calling it right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, Vic. I'm not going to your wedding, brother.
I'm calling it right now.
I might do an impromptu Leafs talk myself, just talking into the camera.
Justin Cowherd over here. Takes.
What else you got for us? You want to hear from...
We need time for voicemails, don't we?
Yeah, we could do some voicemails. Is there anything else that you were pressing that you wanted to get to?
No, you have Matthews. What is Bruby liking when he sees out of Matthews?
Actually, let's play that clip because this plays into something that you have been talking about with him.
Speed, like his, I just see the speed and how the pace of the game he's playing with. You know, he looks like he's really healthy and, strong on pucks, physical, winning battles, and obviously using his shot. But it's the speed and the pace he's playing at for me that I notice the most.
Yeah, through the neutral zone, he's skating way better.
Yeah, it's just like, and again, I don't know what he was going through, but like, he looks like he's in it now. It looks like he's engaged. Which before it was like he looked like he was thinking about a grocery list halfway through the game.
It was the strangest thing. I've never seen him look like that.
He went to Healing Hans in Germany and didn't work. And then they got some good old-fashioned Ontario healthcare. They got him a couple blue lights and away he went. And he's back to normal.
It's like when you have that high, when you have that type of skill and you just look like you're into it or your mind's into it, that's when you're going.
Yeah.
I would really like to not see the other version.
No, that was not fun. And then last night, Joe Woll and Mitch Marner were on stage.
Oh,
with,
my God.
Dare I say it, Kygo?
I don't know.
Know.
Did you see that clip?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's what the kids want. It's an Instagram moment. They're cool. And
I have nothing to add to it.
It's fine. It's fine. That's what they do.
Oftentimes, I'll send...
Is Gen Z the laziest generation?
We don't work hard.
I'll send clips of like cringy things to my friends and I'll be like, get through this video challenge.
Yeah.
I couldn't get. As soon as Joe Woll started singing, I was like, I can't do this. He was singing. No. Oh, he's singing. Yeah.
We're addicted to screen time.
Let's play the clip about him. It's really good. Clip 5.
Do you have any coaches' critiques on Mitch and Joe's singing ability with Kyrie last night?
Not very good. We showed it to the team, so I mean they saw it firsthand. Stick to playing a piano.
I love this show.
88 fingers.
That's great. A little bit of goodwill for the boys. Good for them getting out there and getting involved.
That'll get everybody fired up, though. That's some bonding right there.
Yeah, the boys giving heart down there.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's take a quick break. When we return, we go to Leaf Line. It's your comments, your voice, your personality. You become the star of The Real Kipper and Bourne Show. Up next, when we return...
Hey, it's Ben Ennis.
And I'm Brent Gunning.
We got you covered on all things Leafs, Raptors, and Blue Jays every weekday morning, 6 to 9.
It's the Fan Morning Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. Leafs line coming up here. Hey, listen.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
If my tag is sticking out of my shirt and it's driving you nuts, just let me know.
I thought we had such an enriching conversation.
I think you were distracted, to be honest with you.
I was staring at it.
And where's your green shirt today?
I forgot.
Didn't get the memo. He's out of the club.
I'm only wearing blue today, baby.
I'm looking at mine right now. And
looks great.
Like, no, I look like Jim Carrey the Riddler right now.
Disagree.
No, it's a good green.
You think?
A
good green.
Yeah.
Look really good.
Okay. All right. I trust you guys.
10 years old, this thing.
All right. We want to start?
I do.
Okay.
You built this up thing like the last 2 weeks, and now you're asking us if we want to start?
It's a fantastic segment. I can't. I'm a little bit like, okay, we are going to get into it, but I am a little bit embarrassed that we didn't do this sooner. You know, it's a good segment. Anyways.
Also, we have a lot of people reaching out, like when we wear the Real Kipper and Bourne stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For merch and stuff. I don't know. We'll figure something out at some point.
My official statement is, I got no clue. So stop texting me about it.
We'll get back to you on that. We're figuring something out.
Well, I'll figure something out.
First caller, Andrew from Nova Scotia, please.
Kipper, Borny, Sammy, absolutely love the show. This is Andrew calling you from the beautiful Annapolis Valley in Nova Scotia. My question, will I ever be happy as a Leaf fan? The ups, the downs. Man, I absolutely love this team, but they can just really bring me down. And Kipper, how come this show doesn't have Sammy's name in it? Come on, give him a chance. Give him a chance. Love you guys.
How about new?
Oh, I love that. There you go. I will say.
Just take over this whole thing because he's really talking to you.
I will say, him talking about will I ever be happy is a conversation that people have had amongst Leaf fans, and I know if you're listening to this, you've had it, about your relationship with this team if they ever actually won. And what you would like, because the Cubs finally won one, right? Where like your whole identity as a group is torture.
Being a loser.
What do we do now?
Exactly. And like, God forbid, one day Lord Stanley's chalice made its way down Yonge Street. What would you, like,
well, who am I?
But like, what is this? What is this show? Like, I come in here and you're like, oh, the powerful. I'm like, who they cares? Won. I don't care. Like,
for
who
five
cares?
Years, you're just that's out it. Uncaring.
Could not care less.
We'd have to hire someone else.
You'd have to get a new person. I'm like, I'm good. The whole reason I'm here is for it to happen once.
You are the pain. You were born in
the
middle
of it.
I lived it with the New York Rangers because
right,
it was
yes.
54 years. And then you win it, and it's like, nobody cares, and then years go by,
and
it's like everybody cares now.
Yeah,
we still get a lot of respect down there, but like they're living the moment now in New York.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I was my age then, I'd be a 60-year-old. Like, I think I'd be ready to live the moment in 30 years.
But
for like the year or two after, like,
yeah, you
me
can,
and Bunker going on like, well, they lost again tonight, but they won the cup.
Yeah, I know.
So.
It would buy you a few years of just
peace.
The
I will say, for Andrew, if they don't win in the next 2 years,
they're never winning, ever.
Well, it's all you're in for a long time. Of
this is where it goes from
pain.
Like however many years it's been, 67 till now. How many years is that? And that's when it goes to like 100. If this era doesn't get it done, it's when it gets to the really long
one. You
don't
win with these guys. You're looking at the Cubs.
Yeah.
And just to answer Andrew's last part of the question.
Yeah.
Okay. No coincidence, first of all, you probably got 50 messages. You start the one that says, why is Sammy's name not in the show? Like, that's just an accident?
Listen,
that's your first question you sent out.
Listen, I have never asked for it, and I have been asked that at least 500
Stop
times.
It.
I've never brought it up with you guys ever.
And the only question I get is, why is Sammy on the show?
Yeah. Oh, buddy. I get that one too, brother. All right, let's do the next one.
All right,
stick to playing a piano.
Just like, you don't go from the Marlies to the first line,
here's
Andrew,
what I'll say. Here's
when
what
it
I'll
comes
say.
To Sammy.
And you know what the answer I give everybody who asks me that question? I am so blessed to even be there with those two guys. I couldn't care less.
Real Kipper and Bourne and also McKee.
Yeah, John Doe from L.A.
Hey, fellas, it's John Doe again from L.A. We're in full swing with Oscar campaigning over here with Oscar nominations announced yesterday. And since I think I heard Sammy saying he had a cup of coffee in acting, I'm wondering who you'd nominate for best actor in the Leafs organization. Is it Oliver Ekman-Larsson's showy performance to the refs as he begs to stay out of the penalty box? Berube's faux conviction to the media that the power play is fine? Willie's movie star quality? Lorenz playing doctor? Shanahan pretending he's going to make big changes in the offseason? Let's nominate three, then crown a winner during Oscars weekend.
That's really good. I actually wish we had time to prepare
really,
for that.
Really good question.
The easiest one is Shanny.
Shanny's the...
He's acting like this is going to work.
Well, yeah.
He's been acting like it's going to work for 8 years, and it hasn't. He's got to be number one.
I got Willie number one. Just cool hand Luke.
Yeah.
Right? He's the ultimate kind of cool guy for me, that he can turn around and tell everybody, relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
on a three-game losing streak.
What's the big
deal? And then score some goals after.
You got to give a finalist nomination to Berube for day-to-day. Looking us square in the face every day and selling us with day-to-day. It's an impressive performance.
I can't wait for him to rip somebody.
Yeah,
it's got to come this year.
That's true.
Something.
Yeah, Matthews is day-to-day. Meanwhile, he's on Lufthansa on the way to Munich.
With his, vertebrae and his luggage.
So who are we giving the Oscar to this year? Berube?
I'm going Shanny all day.
All right, Shanny.
Sure.
I can be convinced of that.
I'm in.
Let's go to Unnamed from Parts Unknown.
Sammy, long-time listener, first-time caller. Love the show, guys. The banter. Sammy, when's your book coming out? I read Kipper and Bourne's books, and I'm just waiting for yours. So I have one question for you, boys. Am I the only one shocked that the smartest guest you ever have on is a goalie? No offense to Doug McLean, who probably thinks he's the smartest guest, but Valley, man, that guy brings the data and backs it up. Steve Valiquette, love that segment every week.
Yeah,
so,
he's...
Kipper lately has been driving this thing awfully close to the ditch. Between last week getting called out by the commissioner.
Yes.
And then 2 weeks in a row bringing up Valley's mom. And then yesterday suggesting that Revo skipped right past the foreplay. I don't know, buddy. You guys are awfully close to the ditch. Here's a little something to drive it straight in there. Valley's mom has got it going on.
Oh, my God.
You know what the song is? Stacey's mom has got it going on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Well, thank you. That's great.
I don't know where to go.
I'm going to send that to Valley. I hope he's listening. Valley's mom has got it going on.
It just seems like over the course of the last 30 or 40 years, when it's come to analysts or guys on TV, the goalies have been the ones.
Much like teachers.
Kelly Rudy for years. Kevin Weeks is in it. We've had great guests on this show with Glenn Healy's joined us before. We got Ralphie on.
Yeah, it's just because they're sitting in their little cubby hole and watch everything move around. That's why.
Their little cubby hole. You mean the most important part of the game? The cubby hole?
It's just a little, it's like 4x6.
Yeah,
that's all.
Just a little.
They got one little area they got to cover. Okay, so the rest of the time they're thinking.
Valley's mom has got it. Anyways.
Valley's mom has got it going on.
Oh, that's going to be every Tuesday night.
Oh, we're going to lead in with that. No, we can't do that.
You used to hit on my mother.
Just leave Valley's mom out of this.
Okay. Luke in Canmore, Alberta.
Hey, guys. Luke here from beautiful Canmore, Alberta.
It is beautiful.
I'm just calling to say that I am sick and tired of JD and Sammy, specifically those two, but everyone, slandering Morgan Riley, acting like 2 years ago when he carried us through playoffs, you two specifically, and everyone said there will be no more Morgan Riley slander allowed.
Yes.
Because in the playoffs, he brings it. He's the only Leaf that plays with heart. He's the emotional leader of this team, and every season he has his downward spiral in January and February, and everyone gets all crazy, says he's so bad, treats him like he's prime Martin Marincin, but he's the leader of this team, and he always brings it in the playoffs. He's the only one that ever plays with emotion, and come this year, when Riley's playing good and Marner's invisible and Matthews has no goals, we're going to have the same conversation saying Riley always shows up in the playoffs, and then it's going to happen again. And I'm just tired of the same thing happening every year, and I think you guys need to cut him some slack. Anyways, love the show, boys. Thanks.
I love that. You know, it's like Sammy talking about when the Leafs win the cup, how he'll, he'll be fine with everything. Yeah. But it'd be November, and their power play would be over or whatever, and he'd be like, well, I didn't expect it to be this bad. You'd be right back on him. You did move away from the Morgan gets a pass stuff pretty quick.
I do think that there's this whole narrative around this team that, this guy's performed so well, and this guy, it's
Morgan Riley isn't exactly Duncan Keith in 2014 here. Like, they've played seven games every year in the first round. And, you know, right. It's like, oh, Willie. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's, like I've said before, he's Clark Gillies. He shot it in twice more in the seven games than the other guys. Like, it's just, there's a little, we got to pump the brakes on these guys' accomplishments. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's been one round every year.
Morgan Riley has a lot of fans. And I think over the years, to the point where people looked at him and said he should have been the captain. Like he's garnered a lot of respect over the years.
Yeah.
And I think we're all still cheering for him. Like, he's a likable guy.
I'm
right?
a big Riley fan.
And most people are. And I think he's had a lot of leeway here in this city for one of the leaders here that has not been able to get, you know, much success in the playoffs, and he's worn it. But we all think that there's still better Riley coming, right? We haven't written him off,
mm-hmm.
but this is probably the longest stretch of mediocre hockey out of Morgan Riley. He has gotten older. He's in his 12th year, if I'm not mistaken. Like, there is some wear and tear now. There might be some concerns, but like, it's not like you're ready to get rid of him and have someone come in. And I know I've heard all the talk about, like, get rid of him, trade him, send him to Vancouver for JT Miller. Mm-hmm. And even if you could do that tomorrow, okay, and you think you've got the perfect now 12 forwards, there will still be, regardless of his minus 16 mm-hmm. and not great play, there will still be a huge hole on the blue line of 20 minutes every night.
Yes.
And you aren't replacing it.
No, that's why he's just cross your fingers so that he finds a guy.
You have to work with him the next 40 games to get to where Luke is talking about, and that is good Morgan Riley in April.
It's funny too, like, if he played his whole career here behind Duncan Keith or whatever, Cale Makar, whatever, you know, you would look at him so differently. But because he's been the number one here, the expectations are maybe not accurate for what he can be and is at his best, where he's, yes, he can be a number one, but he's not a top 10 D-man in the league.
It's a lot like Dion Phaneuf before him.
Yeah.
Where Dion,
like, where he slotted differently.
Where Dion got the captaincy, he got the big contract, and he just never was what they tried him to be.
Think if Brent Seabrook had to be the best D-man on his team.
Sure.
Everyone would look at him differently for falling short of whatever, but he was behind Duncan Keith.
Listen,
and he was perfect.
The amount of time, the amount of years off my life arguing about Dion Phaneuf. I was a Dion Phaneuf guy, and I always be like, he's just miscast. And it's like, he was miscast. He immediately gets traded to the Sens. Plays in their bottom pair in that playoff run. He's great for them. They almost go to the final. He scores OT winners. And I was like, see?
Yeah.
See? Like, it's very similar conversation.
The thing that's hurting Morgan Riley right now is, in my opinion, the power play. That he is not a fixture on the power play. When you have a $7.5-8 million number one defenseman, highest paid, and you can't play him on a power play, there's issues. So that needs to be addressed here in some capacity, that if he's not, then moving forward here, like, for the next, I don't know what he has left on his deal, but that needs to be rectified or fixed here.
You know, those little second assists you get on the power play make you feel better. The other thing I will say is, this happens. Like, in Boston right now, Charlie McAvoy is not on power play one or power play two. He's been watching them for a long time. You go through stretches where good players try to figure it out. I still think it's coming back for Riley here.
Okay. Let's go to Ali from Hamilton.
Hey, guys. Love the show. It's Ali calling in from Hamilton. Just wanted to have a quick over-under on the number of playoff games Matt Murray will start. Or at least appear, and I'll set it at 0.5. Are you going to take the over or under? Take care. Love the show.
Mm. I thought that's a great question.
Over.
Over what?
Over 0.5. Will he get in a game in playoffs?
Oh, gosh. That means someone's on the shelf. And
sure does.
Somebody had a bad game.
Yeah.
Listen, if I... I've yet to see any team go deep with their third goalie.
I don't think you're talking about going deep with your third goalie.
Right.
I think the conversation is if you are, if Joe Woll or Anthony Stolarz, who are both injury prone guys, one of them's hurt going into the playoffs, and Joe Woll lets in four in the first period, is Matt Murray going to go in a game?
Okay, so you lose in five games.
Starts would be
six
a different
game.
Starts a different question.
You're losing in six games, and he got in one or two games.
Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's like if you see Matt Murray,
it's bad news.
Yeah,
it's really bad news.
If Murray makes an appearance in the playoffs, you have lost the round. Not because he's bad, but because
and
everything else.
And
Allie
wins
apart.
His bet.
Yeah.
The only thing good out of Matt Murray in the playoffs is Allie loses his bet.
Let's go to Gary from Saskatoon.
Stoon.
Good afternoon. It's Gary from Saskatoon. I had the pleasure of watching Braden Point in junior, and he was dominant. You boys were impressed with him on Monday against the Leafs. Quick question. Would you do a one-on-one trade, Braden Point, for Mitch Marner? Thanks. Have a good day.
I think had the question been Austin Matthews, I would have had to think about it. This one is a definite yes for me.
I thought long and hard about this.
First of all, are we talking about the Leafs or Tampa Bay?
Both. Just like, would you do it?
I would do it if I'm the Leafs, I would do it. If I'm Tampa Bay, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Same way for me.
Okay. I mean,
Marner's really good. Really good. But doesn't score like Brady Point
does. You
know
how I feel about center. Like, you need a playmaking centerman. The Leafs don't have it. They've got goal-scoring centermen.
Braden Point, just pulling this up
so
here.
Good.
Yeah. He had 14 goals and 23 points in 23 playoff games.
Yeah, he's
an
amazing
player. Point per game with 14 goals. Year before, 14 goals and 33 points in 23 playoff games. They win the Cup.
Yeah, you pulled the trigger.
Tampa Bay cannot give up Braden Point.
Gary's from Saskatoon.
He's a Leaf.
Yeah, I think he's just, kind of spitballing here. Sports Talk Radio.
Braden Point is
amazing. Cannot wait.
Special.
Maybe they could play on a line.
But that'd be great.
But in saying that, like, you want to talk about a whole the size of a Grand Canyon if Mitch leaves with a penalty kill and the minutes that he takes up and all of that.
We might get a look at it next October. Let's go Benny from Minnesota.
What's up, fellas? My name's Benny. I live in Minnesota my whole life. My dad's from Oshawa, so I've been a lifelong Leafs fan. I was just wondering if you guys had a pick on your favorite place you've ever watched a Leafs game. And I don't mean live, I mean some random place throughout the world that you guys tune into a game. My pick here would be probably waking up in Thailand, in Bangkok in 2019 at 6 a.m. to watch a Leafs Lightning game. And I loved watching Leafs games at the Regal Beagle, which is a Leafs bar in Vancouver, too. If you guys have any picks there, I'd love to hear them. Thanks, and have a great, great day.
Kiffer's going to say his couch.
Been to Boston. When did they play the Bruins in the playoffs last time?
Last year.
Was it last year? They've played them twice, have they not? In like the last three or four years?
Yeah, but they've played them many times.
Yeah, three times in the past.
Anyways.
Seven or eight.
Being in Boston.
Yeah.
Visiting my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then watching a Leaf game from Boston.
Getting
was
the
really
energy
cool.
of
And
that.
Just being the only one,
But you were just like at a bar?
Yeah,
or
at a bar.
You didn't go to a game?
No, at a bar.
Nice. That's great.
That's at a bar. Pretty sweet. What about you, Sammy?
I don't know. I love the all-inclusive Leaf game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it always brings all the Canadians out of the woodwork for like a big Leaf game at like a Mexico sports bar. They'll put it on there, one of the all-inclusives. That's always fun. But I don't really get the experience. I do the show after the game, so like I miss out on the going out and having a few beers and watching the game experience, which I don't miss a ton, to be honest with you, but probably an all-inclusive kind of thing.
Yeah, and I'm like a winter cottage with buddies, because for me, it's like I don't get to travel a ton during the season as is. And prior to living in Toronto 12 years ago, wasn't seeking out Leaf games a whole ton. So, unfortunately, Bangkok is going to be the winner by a good distance.
That's a really
playoffs,
good one.
Though, like, you get together with your groups, your neighbors, and it's just that whole build-up, the whole day.
Yeah.
And then the game where everybody's just standing still and watching, and then
The collective experience of a great playoff game
it is
unparalleled.
So much fun.
I will say I'm really excited for, I don't know how many Saturdays it is from now, but the Leafs aren't playing, but Canada versus USA Saturday night at the Bell Center. Like that's one you rile up the fellas or your girlfriends or whatever. You head out to the bar.
Okay, you're going to squeeze one more?
Sure, we can squeeze a couple more in here. All right, we got to go back to my girl Yvonne from Edmonton. She's pissed off.
Oh, great.
Yvonne.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hi, Sammy McGee. It's Yvonne here. Anyways, I've come to a conclusion. Really sucks, but yeah, too much Leafs you guys talk about, but I know that's your team and all, but anyways, and yeah, just it seems like you guys are a little anal about my Edmonton Oilers. I don't know, just your little comments and stuff, so I think I'm done with Kipper and Bourne, which really sucks, but you guys were awesome, and all the best to you, and take care, and hopefully I can find an NHL line that talks more about the teams and my Oilers, but Oilers will take it this year, and Canucks suck, and go Mahomes, go.
Oh, my God, we got fired.
we
just got fired.
Yvonne
just fired us.
I know. I really is tough.
I thought
one.
I grew up from the days when people would be like, it's the smarmy little comments we don't need from you anymore. But
Sammy McGee.
Sammy McGee from now on.
The Oilers are growing on me, though, as like another like very good chance to go to a final.
Oh, yeah. Corey Perry last night.
I'm not, you know, Corey did a great job last night. We'll get into that in the national hour, but
I'm trying to go.
She's right about the Canucks, unfortunately.
Edmonton's getting stronger, and they don't even have 97 in the lineup.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chuck.
My son. Hey, how's it going? It's Chuck Nelson here. Anyways, I got a comment about William Nylander. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You know how Matthews and Marner, they're always scrutinized in the media, and Willie always gets away with it? I got a theory. I think it's because the guy is just so damn handsome. I mean, if he was walking by me on the street, I'd go, look at that handsome guy. And then if Max Domi walked by me on the street, I'd say, I got to give that guy a dollar. Anyways, love to hear your thoughts on that. You know, right? When you played, you got away with everything with the fans because you were a Greek god out there on the ice. Anyways, love your show. I'm Chuck Nelson. You've seen my movies.
Oh, shout out Nelson, God. BC, by the way.
I don't know if that
Chuck
is.
Chuck Nelson.
I don't know if he should do anything else after that. Trying to think if I got a short one.
Hold on for a second. Okay, Willie's handsome and shirtless.
Derek, how much time we got?
Max has got the cup in his hand.
Well, he's got no teeth, right? It's the implication there.
Quick one. Okay. Let's go to Glenn in Nova Scotia.
Is this Blair and Barker? Hi, this is Glenn from the Annapolis Valley calling. I just want to talk about the Jays. Oh, sorry, it's the Leafs line. What are you guys doing? This is a ripoff of what Blair and Barker are doing. They're like the kings of this. And we all know that baseball fans, especially Jays fans, are far more intelligent than Leafs fans overall. But I do have a Leafs question. Is it time for Toronto to start to legitimately looking for a guy like an Olivier who can play a full game and be tough and make room for the skill guys?
Frederick.
There's guys out there. I just never understood the signing of Reeves anyways. I've never looked at him as a legit heavyweight. He's just a big guy. I don't think he's that tough.
Oh, my God.
Probert, Koser, and those guys back in the day would have pummeled him. Anyways. Oh, by the way. Hey, Nick. I saw an old video of a game in Vancouver where you were fighting Antoski, and that was the game when Mamesso swung the stick at Koser.
Yes.
Maybe you could fill us in what happened in that situation down there.
I can't in 30.
All right. Great show, gentlemen. More McClain and more Stellick, please.
Bye. All right. Glad I can't do it in 30 seconds, but listen, I forget Olivier, forget Reeves. Let's get Barker. Sign Barker.
Oh, yeah.
Get it singing.
Although, if you want that surly attitude, Mr. Blair can handle that.
We love
those boys.
Love them, and yes, it's their idea, and yes, we totally ripped it off, and we're thankful for them for that. Okay, back when we return with Doug McClain. More Off the Rails when we return.
Thanks, friends.